It's called Smut. Give me smut and nothing but a dirty novel I can't shut if it's uncut and unsut.
And welcome to the finale episode.
Oh, I'm into Dune. Dune this podcast.
I feel like that was a good energy. That's like a good, like an improv. Everyone go around and do your version of the Dune song. And you have to have like a...
Yeah, you can growl.
Yeah, even again, never seen Dune? Never
you shouldn't. Dune. It's fun.
I want to.
It's not
it seems like an undertaking. Yeah. So it's like a whole Saturday.
Watch it. Well,
we did it the right way. We went and saw Dune 2 at the Alamo Drafthouse and like ordered a pizza.
Yeah, it's
and
fun.
Like, you know, ordered alcohol and it was it was an
event.
Was fun. It was really fun. And yeah, I recommend it. If you're gonna watch Dune, I recommend it as an event.
Speaking of recommending things, I'm Emily.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Julie.
And this is the finale. I know we kind of said it, but we said it out of order, so I figured we'd say it again. Anyways.
Season 3 of Thumb Turning Bell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Finale.
If you haven't listened to a finale before, this is what we do. We take all the tropes that we did.
Yep.
And we do a bracket style. And then we whittle down to the best trope of the season.
We want to know what the winner is.
What we need to know.
We can't just end the season without knowing who won.
No.
And that's what
and by who I mean like who in the literary sense.
No. We need a clear winner and clear losers.
We're all the winners.
You know what it's about? It's about community.
It's
about
community. And so what's gonna happen is we cut all our things out, we put them in a bowl.
Yep.
And we're gonna do it. So
we're doing it.
Jessica's going to pick two. We're gonna read them out. I'm gonna write them down. And we will all discuss the pros and cons. Let's all do it like this. We'll say initially, like maybe at the top, our first thought is. Then we all got some answers on.
But it might change.
All right, the first one.
Okay.
We got Femdom.
Femdom.
The rivals to letters.
Ooh.
So Femdom on my end was Jerry and Roman.
Right.
From Succession. And it was the Sea Witch on my end.
Yep.
The Little Mermaid telling.
Which I completely pictured underwater.
As we all do. And then for Rivals to Lovers, mine was X Games, where she dated her ex's brother.
Yep. Because because of the wedding.
Yes.
Because he got some other girl pregnant, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then mine was the Stranger Things bodyguard.
Yes.
AU.
Mm-hmm.
So of these two, Emily, do you want us to weigh in at all, do you think?
I think let's let Julie first and then we can.
Femdom.
You think Femdom?
100%.
Why?
I really liked it.
Okay.
I liked the idea that it turned a societal trope on its head. Like, you know, typically we don't hear about that as much. It's not as commonly addressed, like, casually.
Mm.
I also think the rivals to lovers could still include, like, to me, I like femdom as a trope because it could include the other one. Like, you know what I mean? Femdom is enough of an energy that it dominates the other one. Maybe. So I say femdom. Yeah.
I feel like in my perspective, I would go rivals to lovers because I liked reading X Games more than I liked reading Sea Witch, but I liked the Jerry Roman story more than the Stranger Things story.
Yeah.
So it's like kind of a toss up for me. I also like Rivals to Lovers because there's more of a like a scheme to it all.
You liked a shenanigan.
I like a shenanigan.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's kind of why I'm leaning more Rivals to Lovers.
Also, I'm full Femdom.
You're full Femdom?
I'm tiebreaking for Femdom because...
That is 2-1.
Because Jerry and Roman is a ride or die pairing for me.
I still think about them.
Yeah. And I just, I've been waiting to be able to bring them to the podcast. I was so happy to be able to.
Yeah.
And I love a Femdom story.
And like you said, I think you can still have your shenanigans in a Femdom story.
Yeah.
It's just not as...
Story prevalent. Stuck with me.
Yeah.
The Jerry and Roman one stuck with me.
Same.
So I feel like, yes. Okay, so Femdom is the winner of the first round.
Bop. All right. Another two. Hold on. We have Coming Out.
Okay.
Coming Out.
Yeah. We don't have the right to.
And Smagic. Ooh, so coming out for me was the Good Omens, like Bridgerton style actors.
Yes.
And then and Magic was Loki and Jane.
Coming out for me was the story coming out, and it was the guy who was a masseuse and a football player.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Smandrick for me was that's stalked by the Kraken.
I'm picking Smandrick.
Ooh.
Period, point blank. Not just because I don't think that's necessarily a better trope in general. Like, I won't leave this room, but from our discussions, it 100% was just a more fun experience.
It's also more, it's less. Your cat is licking your scissors.
Because he smells candy.
Yeah. It's a more, coming out, it's a more serious topic.
Yes.
Yeah. And so there were definitely like types of drama within there.
Yeah.
And so, and these were more like fun or more like sex centered. So I get that. I would also go to Magic.
I would as well. Not because coming out isn't a better trope. I think it is, but it's a complicated.
It's trope. More tender, and I have to. It's very much to me like watching something important. It's not that I don't want to watch that documentary. It's that I have to go into it at the right time so I can respect it and not just be scrolling my phone. Whereas Magic, no, put that pajama.
Yeah, always. No, I still had a great time coming out though.
Same.
And I really enjoy our stories, and I really love the Good Omens story.
Yeah, it was cute.
It's fun.
Yeah. It's more like ridiculous and fun. So Magic it is. All right, winner.
Okay. Stay in the closet. No, I'm just kidding.
Julie.
Please don't.
That was Julie America. Julie America doesn't condone Julie America's views, let's be honest.
Okay, so we have coupling and vampires, which is not from your season, but it kept coming up in our kind of one-off romanticy ones that we were doing,
which
we needed eight
which have been released during this season, so we count it, but
we did count it. So we've got vampires as a trope, and then cuckolding, which for me was the throuple. It was the Witcher couple. Yennefer doming the fuck out of Geralt and Yasgir.
And then cuckolding for me was Give Me More by Sarah Kate, which was the three friends touring the sex clubs. And two of them were friends and two of them were married.
It's like a cuckolding / thruple.
Yes.
That memory is so good.
And then for vampires, we did, just for our listeners, our episode with Samara Breeger was about sapphic vampire romance, which was a Killing Eve fan fiction.
Yeah.
I also did a vampire adjacent story for High Fantasy and From Blood and Ash. And I feel like we had one more for some reason. What was your high fantasy?
My high fantasy was, that was a Dark Lena AU. I think vampire ones, but we did do a Twihard show.
Oh, yeah, we also did Twihard.
About 50 Shades of Grey.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm very vampire.
But they've been in our lives for the last 2 months. Mm-hmm. So what do you think?
I'm not going to lie. I do love vampires. I really do. I think they're so interesting ever since that Brad Pitt movie.
Interview with a Vampire.
Give it to me, Brad Pitt. However, I...
Interview with a Vampire.
I do love the Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt.
Oh, man. But in this circumstance, coupling was super fun for me. I was there for it. I loved it. I'm picking coupling.
It was a journey.
Yeah.
It was a journey, I think.
Yeah.
That was fun. I agree. Because, and I loved all of our vampire stories.
Yeah.
But the coupling one, and I believe... I think I remember saying this, that book got me back into reading. I was in a slump.
Right.
And I read that book and I was like, here we go.
Yeah.
So
nice.
I attribute that to like a boost in reading.
Yeah. Maybe we're feeling a little cuckolded.
Yeah.
By books. You need it.
Yeah.
Just thought.
Cuckolding for sure. Okay. I love a cuckold.
She said, don't even ask me about vampires.
Well, I really thought that my fanfic was good.
So good.
I love that fic.
That was a fun one.
And especially when it's a fandom that I don't usually read, I'm very nervous about it usually when I'm bringing it to the podcast, and that one was just perfect.
Yeah.
And so it was really nice.
All right.
Bye, vampire.
Last two.
Mafia.
Oh, no.
Oh, I know what
this is. No, because this is really hard for me.
Mafia and Praise.
Those are my two, favorites.
Yeah. Well, I am picking Praise all day.
Really?
100%.
So praise was, what was my praise one?
Season Hermione.
Pass to the Sack.
Yes.
Which season the Quidditch players.
I forgot that's the title.
That was our first episode.
That was.
Yeah.
Praise is for me just because it's more of a kink for me, for sure. Yeah. And it's just, yeah, it's classic. I loved that shit.
Yeah.
Plus, again, you can have a mafia boss
doing praise.
I was going to say, there can be a lot of praise in mafia.
But you can't really do mafia and praise. Well, you could.
Yeah. the praise for me was 'Tis the Season for Revenge, which is the Legally Blonde inspired.
That was fun.
KU. And then Mafia was Sparrow by L.J. Shen. And
mine was Gugin's Gratis.
Yeah, which was the Shadow and Bone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, I don't remember that.
He's the mafia guy who like had killed her parents.
I do remember.
And she's married to his nephew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And Sparrow was grew up in the same neighborhood, and he just plucked her out of her apartment and married her one day.
Yep.
And it turned out he like
they
made
were
a
both
promise.
Like arranged
marriages. Yeah. Yeah. And I remember I wanted to pick, there was like two or three other mafia ones, and I'm like, these are all way too dark. Like, these are all way too much for this podcast, and so long.
I think that's why I like Praise better, period, because it's less dark.
It's a little lighter.
Typically.
Yeah.
Like,
I
mafia
guess,
can lead heavy.
It feels wrong for me to say it, but I guess I'm going to go Praise too.
Really?
But only because you can find the Praise kink in mafia books. You know what I mean?
Right.
No, and I never thought you'd betray your faves like that.
Why would you say that to me?
Mafia is your fave.
It is not my fave. It's not my favorite.
What is?
A bully romance is my favorite.
Oh,
mafia
shit.
Is just bully romance made as
well. Not with the boss. That's Italian bullies.
Bully romance. First of all, racist because Irish mob.
Yes,
English mob.
I'm so sorry for anyone in the Russian mob that I have offended by that comment.
I do love a good mafia romance.
You
know what? I do love a mafia fight. I'm going to go mafia even though I know you two pick Praise.
Yeah, you
because Praise will win.
I haven't said anything yet. I'm still
debating. Oh, yeah.
I'm kind of a toss-up. I'm gonna put it out there. I'm a toss-up.
Okay. I genuinely am having a hard time because I did love my shit for Praise because it was just fluffy and fun and stupid.
And we needed it.
Yeah. It was the first episode too.
Yeah.
But Mafia, I have read that fic a couple of times. And Mafia has like a darkness that I really enjoy myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go mafia.
Damn,
I think yeah.
It's up to you.
I know you made that.
Let's be honest. Which one would you rather pick up tonight? Let's stick with tonight's energy. What do you want to read right now? After
yes,
Praise or mafia?
Yeah,
like as in my stories or just the
like. What would you rather get into right now?
Yeah, at this moment, if you had to pick, like, kind of a
to bring another one,
like the trope or the books. I did.
You'd have to no, not the books. The trope.
The trope. The trope.
Yeah.
Mafia.
Okay. All right.
So it has to be mafia. I'm sorry.
Shit.
But I do love a praise.
I do too.
Love it.
Listen, you don't got to praise me while you deny me my
pink. All right.
Back in the bowl. Back in the bowl. All
right. So the first one is between, or do you want to just pick the four that we?
We could. What do you think?
Or I could just do two and two.
Julie, what do you want to do?
Let's do two and two. It's already ready.
Yep. Go for it.
So Femdom versus Smagic.
Oh, shit. Let's go back to the bowl. No, I'm just kidding.
Femdom versus Magic.
I want to go Smagic.
I kind of do too. I don't want to know the story.
Funnily enough, tentacles involved in Volca Bristol.
Well, yeah.
Funnily enough,
wow.
This is a tentacle theme season for Emily.
Tentacle heavy.
I think for me, I'm more Femdom. Even though it's Magic, I had a lot of fun doing. I loved my story for Femdom more.
Mm. I loved your Femdom story. I found that afterward, we had a lot of conversations about, you know, control and like consent and all that stuff too. Mm-hmm. Like, I think, yeah, there's something more whimsical. I like the whimsy of it all. And today I'm feeling hella like light. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to stay. This is
Magic.
Yes, Magic. But it is mood based.
So Smagic.
Smagic.
All right. 2-1 Smagic.
Smagic. Okay.
Wow. That one, that was a toss up.
That's a runaway right there.
Really,
no one would have thought.
Interviewing my friend.
That I was going to say, I really enjoyed the research and learning about Femdom because I didn't know a lot of it.
No, it was good. I don't want to take away those episodes. If that was the
take case. Them away.
We got to delete them after those.
Yeah, this is the last time you can hear them.
Yeah, you guys have 12 hours to play episodes.
Okay.
Play the timer.
Other bracket, Cuckolding versus Mafia.
Cuck. Fuck a mafia.
But like, there are some cuckolding things in mafia.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, I guess I think I enjoyed my story for cuckolding more than the story for mafia.
Mm-hmm. Plus, what's a more fun word to say?
That's what I'm leaning towards as well.
The cuckoo like, bird, as we learned.
Yeah, I do feel like the cuckolding episode was more interesting to me than mafia. I do feel like I learned more, and we were able to dig into some stories that aren't very typical. Not that the mafia ones were typical.
Yeah.
But the mafia ones, I feel like, followed a more standard, like, dark romance story.
Yeah. I feel more heteronormative, too. When I think mafia, I'm thinking of really hetero sex.
Yeah.
Sex of woman.
Right.
But yeah. Cuckolding was, like, fun because we both picked thruples.
Mm-hmm. Total.
And it was fun. Yeah. And it was fun to just explore that dynamic.
Yeah.
Time. Yeah.
Yeah. I think cuckolding.
Okay.
Etymology of the cuckoo bird.
Yeah. Okay. So what is it now? Cuckolding and smagic?
So the last bracket is cuckolding versus smagic.
Oh, no.
Lightning cuckween versus tentacle all day, every day.
Tentacles all day. Tentacles.
Can I have smagical cuckolding instead?
Can't we all?
I mean, there was some cuckolding in my fic for smagic. His whole like home with Thor.
Yeah. I was thinking that actually as you were telling the story, I was like, this could be a cuckolding.
She wasn't into it though.
Yeah.
He was into it. He was into cuckolding Thor.
This is hard. I feel like I can't.
I'm cuckolding. I'm going for cuckolding.
I'm cuckolding as a wife.
I feel I'm cuckolding like all the way. I'm going to lean smagic, but only because it's more recent in my mind. But there was no, I don't know.
I'm going to let your listeners sway me. And because that was the most popular episode, I'm saying cuckolding.
All right.
Because I just think it's so fun to say, even more fun to do.
Well, then you heard it here first. Winner, the best trope of the season is cuckolding, which was a surprise when you said it to us because I like light stuff. Cuckolding, I'm like what?
I wrote that down. Cuckolding.
Yeah, this is also a great time to think about. But oh my gosh, I'm surprised.
This
I'm not surprised.
My work for you, cuckolding. Number one,
cuckolding.
Number one of three.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
I'm so sorry. I can't remember. Season two was Omegaverse, I think we said
was the winner,
I cannot remember what season one was.
Season one, I gotta look back at the episode. I think it was
episode two.
Was it?
No,
we said it. Season one, episode one.
No, that was for our most listened, not our trope winning,
not the one not that the Sean Pitt.
Oh, I see.
Did our Hey, I said that to y'all.
Good.
I think it was she's gonna be like listening to this episode and screaming at us.
Yeah, sorry, Sean.
That's my favorite.
Fake dating. I think it was fake dating. Yeah,
it might have been. It's like
that,
right?
Yeah,
that was a high one.
It was a good one.
Or only on bed, maybe.
Maybe. I had sports lost.
Much to my chagrin.
I know.
And if you listened to our live show, our Twihard. No, sorry. Our Samar Brieger live show. You know that. Thank you. You know that our bracket was messed up. This bracket is beautiful. It's perfect. It's symmetrical.
Yeah, we didn't pick enough things for the.
We will post it. We'll post it later just so you can see that we can make brackets.
We can do it
properly. And you can see how many times Emily circled cuck at the end.
So I gotta circle it more now.
Loves
But yay, good job, cuckolding. And so as we normally do as well, besides our bracket, we have some superlatives. So
we want to know your opinion on more things.
Yeah. So we picked a couple categories and we picked a couple of options for each category and you are going to pick the winner.
Okay.
So,
do you have it up?
I have it up.
All right.
The first one is the favorite fandom of this season. Our top three picks were The Witcher for cuckolding, Good Omens for coming out, and Harry Potter for praise. What was your favorite fandom?
And I would like to also add Succession, if we can.
And Succession.
I was going to say, if Succession was in there, I was going to include Succession. Here's my thing. The only one I have any familiarity with is Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
So, knowing that and the fact that I'm picking Succession first, because that one stuck with me a lot. I immediately started Googling their relationship. Like, I sent pictures of them. Like, that continued a train for me. I still haven't watched the show, but I got into the world of it all.
Yeah.
The next one was not Witcher.
Good Omens.
Good Omens. The next one was Good Omens. That was another one where I was like, oh, I could get into that. And I think because we talked about the things I like, me knowing I might like that show, that one I actually might watch.
I think you
so. Yeah, I feel that one coming on my TBW.
Yeah,
but I'm going Succession. Yay! And if I have to stick with your original, then I'm sticking with Good Omens.
Do you want to give an acceptance speech?
Receive that fun? Yeah, you won twice.
I never thought when I saw this Devin Sun monster masturbate on the other side of the bathroom door that I would be accepting the award for really making an impression about it. I never thought that I would be talking about it out loud to people, and I certainly never thought that it would be recorded or that it would make an impact. And yet here we are, and I'm just so honored. I'm just so pleased that it made an impression on you.
Me too.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Applause. Okay, best world building.
Ooh.
Number one, The Sea Witch by Katie Robert, in which everything was underwater. Everything was super underwater.
Yep. It was a good world, and then you dried it out.
Number two, Stalked by the Kraken by Lillian Lark.
Yeah.
And number three, Gdyn Skratat, the Mafia Shadow and Bone Darkling fanfiction.
I gotta go Kraken. I gotta go crack it. It felt Hallmark movie. We had the bathhouse. It felt real because they didn't have to build a world. Like, it felt like our world, but with a little smagic in it, which I like.
Mm.
I'm going Kraken. Accept your speech.
Oh, I believe it was Humphrey Bogart and Casablanca that said, "Here's looking at you, kid." And that's what I think of when I think of this. Yeah. This superlative. Here's looking at you at building a world in which a bathhouse can be more than just a bathhouse. It could be a magical sexual entity.
It's draining. Yeah, penetrates a woman.
With her consent.
With her consent. So, with her enthusiastic consent.
So thank you, Lily and Lark, for building such a world in which we had so much fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. But we keep doing the graduation one, but I can't think of anything else. Best sexy times. These are some of the best, the ones that we remembered the most.
Which, if I could just say, I when I was putting these together with you, I was like, oh, there has to be one from the Succession fanfic. There wasn't.
They didn't have sex, right?
They didn't have sex.
Yeah. They just did things.
And these did things. I went back through and was like, oh, there's
ultimate
gotta be
couple,
one. Eh? Yeah. I couldn't find one.
Or lady, though.
And I was trying to think because we have another category coming up of least favorite sexy times. So, but I was like, there were a few that landed in the least favorite for me. Like, thinking of favorites were kind of hard.
Yeah.
But
honestly, it wasn't the horniest for me. Like, all of these stories were very interesting and great. And I loved everyone and I learned a lot. I wasn't hella turned on by many.
Yeah.
We didn't go deep into the...
We went fluffy for you this season.
Yeah.
But best sexy times. Yes. Number one, The Coming Out by Lila James, when they did it on the massage table where they first...
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Number two, and Give Me More by Sarah Kate, when they rented the sex dungeon Airbnb after eating Indian food and they tied some to spanking bench. I remember that vividly.
I imagine you said after eating Indian food. Because that stuck to me. You said I would never.
Well, I'd be so full.
Too risky.
I'd be so full.
I literally met last slice of naan. So pissed.
And number three, season pass to this ass, the praise episode, in which he has a drawer of unopened vibrators for guests.
Yeah, when they first have sex, and he's like, "Oh, I have a vibrator for you."
Season
and
pass to this ass is best name. That one wins the superlative for best name.
Yes,
that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say the first one.
Doing it on the massage table.
The massage table one really got me. I do remember vividly being like, "Oh."
I feel like we talked about that for a minute. Yeah.
It was very sexy, and it does stick with me. Like, I remember that scene. particularly. And thinking about it myself, that one was a warmed up scene. So I'm staying at massage table.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Yeah, give it to your. Wow, I can't believe I won against Indian food sex dungeon and against
vibrators
in a drawer. I am against so many amazing competitors. Thank you so much. And keep on trucking, keep on fucking. Thank you.
Yeah. And I also want to thank God.
God. Oh, thank God and Jesus.
We don't have to write it on the earth. All right. Least favorite sexy times.
Yes.
In X Games by Stella Rise, the rivals to lovers.
Not yours, yeah.
When they did it in the cabana and the ex walks in as she came.
Yeah, they did it in the cabana
before the wedding. It was like the reversal there.
Yeah, I hated that. I remember commenting, but I hated that when it happened.
Yep.
Why would you do that?
Number two, in Give Me More by Sarah Kate, when they were, I kind of ran out of things, so I put this one down. It's not terrible, but it's not my favorite. If you have another one, you can put it in.
Okay.
When they all go home and she's high baking, and they have a food fight, and then they start doing it within the food. And I remember being like, you need to wash yourself.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me as much, just because I'm constantly eating. And if you're trying to get...
I don't want food in crevices that you're not supposed to get food in.
I feel you. But as someone who does love to snack, you're not going to be able to fuck me unless there's food involved, because I'm constantly snacking.
Number three, Flight Risk, the Steve, Eddie, rockstar bodyguard rivals to lovers. When they have rough sex in the shower and then saying, we can't do this, and leaving immediately afterwards. So he does not take care
of
his partner
post
shower sex.
I remember hating that also.
Yeah.
Actually, vividly. I'm going to say vividly, though. My biggest note was fucking at a family party in a cabana with tents. I remember that at
the
time.
It was the furthest cabana.
Regardless, I'm not trying to fuck at a family party. And if I am, go to a fucking car and drive away. Like, there are so many options.
They were in Florida.
What?
I don't remember.
But
they were somewhere.
They were in Florida.
Jamaica?
It does.
They were somewhere tropical.
There was
a cabana. It was tropical.
They were around Familia. And I hated that. Hated that. Hated it so much. There's no way I'm going to be horny when my drunk Uncle Steve is around.
Yeah.
Another acceptance speech for you.
Yeah, you're winning these.
I know.
Killed it. I want to take this time to bring attention to.
Killing it and voting it in. <Saint Jesus. laughs>
to some causes around the world. But also.
Feed hungry children.
Feed hungry children. Thank you for giving me least sexy times. I'll keep on trucking.
You know, when you find a speech that works, you may as well stick
with it. Why change it?
Keep on trucking. Keep on fucking.
So then we skipped. We were going to do best side character, but we couldn't think of a bunch of them.
No,
so we skipped.
We had a lot of main characters.
I was going to say, even in the thruples,
we had a lot of like three main characters in a lot of these stories. And then so our last category is favorite love story. Number one, out in the pouring rain, down on your knees, the Witcher cuckolding thruple. Number two, 'tis the season for revenge. The praise episode, KU, or South Downs, the coming out fan fiction from the Good Omens fan fiction.
Let's say the Ray, the first one,
the Witcher one,
the
cuckolding
romantic. It's
really
cute.
It's a romantic cuckolding story.
I enjoy it. Yeah. And I put that one down, I think, because I was that was a good
love
story. The Witcher stuck with me, too. That was one where I was like, I'll never watch that actual show, but I do like this
But
world.
I know it now.
I like the world.
Yeah.
Which was an AU anyway, so it wasn't in the world.
But yeah, I love that fanfic. And it was so sweet.
It was oddly
romantic for being the cuckolding story.
And the fact that it's, I loved the fact that it started with cuckolding and then the romance.
Yeah. Same. Yep. I think that shows that it's even more like, because you're not just bored. That's what I think of cuckolding is like, we're bored in our relationship. Let me watch you do something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, like, let me not work. So it's nice to see that you started on different levels. That one was romantic.
It was for your partners, not because you're bored of your partner.
Right.
Which is what cupholding should be if it's a healthy fucking thing.
Can you please give a good example?
I am so honored to be in a category with my fellow nominees. When I was first asked to pick a story about cuckolding, I did not think it would make such an impact, but we keep talking about it.
We do.
And then it's really changed our lives.
It's really changed my lives. If I were asked this time last year, how many times I would have said the word cuckolding? I would not have said at least 3 dozen times tonight. And yet here we are. And we have you and my fellow nominees to thank
you. You would ask me where.
Thank you so much.
Oh, that's so good. Those are all of our superlatives.
I would say the best host of this show.
Yeah.
The Fens reading.
Aww.
Hey, if you had said just one,
that would have been savage. I would have wrenched from this fucking room.
Open
so
this fucking microphone.
Even if it was you, I would have broken it already.
Yeah, should we give our own speeches at the same time?
Yeah.
Thanking so I just want to take this time to address the issues of the world
and
equally pay for women. Let us speak. Cuckolding.
Keep cuckolding. Trucking.
And you know what? Keep fucking trucking. And thank you so much.
I hate that I laughed. I can understand.
It sounds like me reassuring you that I didn't have sexual relations with that woman.
From my perspective, did not sound like much. I really loved it.
Good. Thank you. All right, it's our finale. Julie, are there any, the final thoughts on the season? Is there anything you wish you had done and didn't get to do?
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything that you, any advice for the next guest of our podcast that you would like to impart?
Yes. My advice for the next guest, I'll start there. It goes faster than you think. 7 topics, not enough.
I think both Sean and Will have also said that. Yeah. And they were like, once we got to the 5th or 6th episode, we're like, oh my God.
Yeah. I think I went a little willy-nilly with my suggestions. I even said cuckolding on a whim. Glad I did. Mm-hmm. Grateful I made that impulsive decision. Look at us now. Cuckolding was more whimsical, and I wish I would have been more cognizant of the time limit. I just kind of went into this, we have forever together.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my advice is, be strategic.
Yeah,
there's a limited number of topics. My other advice is to lean in when one of the hosts shows an inclination to something, because we did Mafia because my sweet, sweet Emily was really into Mafia, and I'm glad we did.
Mm-hmm. Good
time. As far as things I wish I would have done, I want more Frigga.
Always Frigga.
Mad weight fucking with Frigga.
Yeah.
Also, no, there's not, because I have found out so many different genres and worlds and AUs that I now have homework, basically, where I need to go read and do different things with. So I don't have any that I regret. There's definitely going to be stuff that pops up later in my life that I'm like, well, I'd love to hear about this, but I'll just listen to future episodes.
Aww, yeah.
And feel free to always tap us on the shoulder and be like, I really want to know about this. Mm-hmm. We do a little one-off
episode. Yeah, and we love when people message us and they're like, we need recommendations for a book. We've had that a few times.
Yeah.
We just read this
to people.
Yeah, we just read this. We just read this. What would you expect? We love this idea. And I'm like, yeah, of course. So
that's cool.
That warms our cold, dead hearts.
And also, I feel like at a certain point, once you get a certain number of guests, they're going to be confused on what you haven't covered. So it might be important to have.
Yeah.
A little suggestion pile.
And there's also there's so many different things within each trope.
Right.
That I wouldn't mind redoing some of them just to be I can always do another Omega Verse. I can always do another.
Barely scratch the surface.
You could do a bunch of the tropes again, but you could also do the fan. It doesn't matter. You could do a million Harry Potter.
Yeah.
So you could do a whole season of Harry Potter with each trope or a whole season.
We thought about that for a second. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But then I realized that I would rather be able to find the best possible one for whatever topic was, mm-hmm, rather than limit myself to just one fandom.
It could be fun for in the future if y'all need more ideas. That could be a fun challenge.
Yeah,
and also just interesting to see how bad some of them get with the horror.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. If we ever had a guest that was like, hey, I am Good Omens is my life.
Right.
I love Good Omens. It's my favorite show.
Yeah.
Then I might be like, okay, in your honor, I'm going to see how many
I can do. Yeah.
Be Good Omens.
I like that.
But yeah, I don't know.
And I'll be here.
And you'll be here. Well, that was part of it too.
And I'll like, make it mafia.
You should be able to have your thing too. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm doing this fandom. Like, what are you going
to
do? Like,
it is fun to try and find. I think in the very beginning, like in our first season, I was kind of picking from like what I knew.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I know this. I knew this. And then the second and now this season, I was really like, I want to do something that I've never tried before. I want to do this. And I would read like 3 or 4 just to find like the perfect one, the perfect tone. And I'm like, this is the tone I want to bring in.
Y'all are also working too hard. And I love that. Like, it makes good content.
This is our life.
It makes great content, but it also would make good content for you to bring fanfics you don't like. Like, it doesn't hurt anything to go, hey, this is the cuckolding one I picked and listen to what you put me through. Like, that's okay too. I think y'all are working too hard to define like good for everybody, which is great, but I'm also like, you would be fine. You're entertaining enough to share bullshit.
Such bullshit. Thank you.
I think it's genuinely, I don't want to read a bad book.
Fair.
Yeah,
that's fair.
I don't want to waste my time.
If I'm reading something and taking notes and like prepping it,
real,
I want to give you some, even if it is like quote unquote like bad, as far as like maybe it's not my cup of tea or it's not that well written, there's got to be some nugget for me,
a redemption
to enjoy it, or else I just don't want to work on it.
I
don't
want
to tell you that story.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. If I didn't have a good time taking the notes, I don't want to talk about it again.
That's so fair.
But it fits the trope. But I didn't like the main character. I didn't like it. So
as someone who watches and reads a lot of things, I guess I differ.
Yeah.
But I feel that.
But
I totally get it.
I love hate watching, hate reading. Like, I love hate reading because there's some shit that you're like, oh, this
is
so
fan
stupid.
That is, I mean, it's so out there. It's so crazy. And some of the fanfic that's written to be bad.
I mean, there's some stuff that, like, I think that's how I started the monster fucking one. I was like, this is ridiculous and I love it. And I like the bully episode. I'm like, this is, it's so out there, ridiculous and stupid. And I love the drama. You know what I mean? So I'm like, these are the hate reads that I talk about, but I love talking about them because I'm like, and then this happened. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Rather than like, yeah. And then,
and
then he shot him in both arms. Bang, bang, ow, ow.
I mean, that is one of the best stories I've ever
heard. Yeah. I can't
totally
wait.
Realistic.
And now, hey, it could happen.
Makes complete sense.
Perfect aim. Right to the meat of the arms.
do you have any other questions for Julie?
Well, do you have anything for us? Do you want to like say anything to us? Or?
One, thank you for having me. Oh, genuinely, I
finally
for it. I genuinely had one of the fucking best times.
I'm glad.
It's cool to do fun work with your friends because I would have hung out and talked all the exact same shit without a microphone.
Yeah.
But it's really fun to do it for a reason. You all did a great job hosting. I did very little. I just had to be receptive.
You did the most, and it was perfect.
And
so reacted. Yeah. We appreciate it.
We need reactions.
You know? And I can handle that. And I will.
It's just us talking in a dark room.
That's true.
Which is just a normal Wednesday. You know?
But you've also opened up a world for me, so I want to say thank you. I'm sure you're going to hear about it, because if I ever read a fanfic,
yes,
I'm going to be texting
you. You will.
Yes, I know I will. I've already started opening my mind. And, like, you know, my search has expanded on my library app.
My goal.
But thank you. Like, genuinely, this was way fun.
Yeah,
like, actually fun. And I think we made good art.
I think we made great art.
I think so. It was a joy to have you. Mm-hmm. And it was lovely to, like, especially, I was a little nervous at first because you don't know any fandoms.
Right.
At all.
Sorry.
Yeah. But I did. It was also fun to be able to, like, teach you some stuff and also lean more heavily into the stories that weren't super fandom based.
Yeah.
And a little bit more just kind of were in it for the story and not necessarily for the characters and things that like we all know as fans.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
It feels like there were a lot more AUs this
this
season, which I do like.
And I did that because I was like, well, Julie's not gonna know what this is.
Yeah.
And so I'm not gonna pick a story that leans on that heavily.
Yeah.
Because like, what fun is that? Like, I need something that can stand on its own.
Yeah. But it was nice because like not everyone that listens to our show knows all these things. So it's good to at least get those like main to get the main characters, to know the main plots. Like I feel like that was good for us to like practice saying a lot. You know what I mean? Like,
it's true. I will say sometimes y'all do talk to me as if I'm a pro and y'all are pros. And I'm like, oh, they don't know. I don't speak this
language. Yeah.
Because you'll look at me and you're like, oh, sweetie. And then you'll explain it really well. But you could tell it's because you just genuinely didn't have to think about it. Because you're like, no, I'm in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that to be something I was never uncomfortable to do, which is nice to feel comfortable enough. But also, like, I learned a lot naturally because I'm like, wait, what? And you're like, oh, you don't know this. Let me explain. Yeah. And you would bring me Willy Wonka style and come with me. You'll
see. Yeah. And that is, I think I've said it before, but that is why I'm so glad that we decided to have guests.
Yeah. Because it would just be us talking about this and not explaining it because we know what we're talking
about. We know what we're talking about. And sometimes we can get very deep in the weeds.
Niche.
Yeah. So it's nice to be grounded back to reality.
Yeah.
Like, hey, not everyone knows what fandom is.
Right. Or the nuance in it all.
Yeah.
Because y'all are good too, because you would make a good podcast, just the two of you, because you do have different tastes and you would have those questions or whatever for each other. But yeah, you're right. It almost is better to have like a third grader here like me, where I'm like, hold on, what does that mean, Miss Frizzle? Take me at the magic school bus.
Explain it to me like I'm a fifth grader. Yeah.
Explain cuckolding to me like I'm in fifth
grade. Well, when one person and another person
have sex.
I'm sorry, fifth grade, you'd be like, yo, they fuck it. Like, fifth grade, we were
they're
all falling.
Doing the manly. Yeah.
That was a very inappropriate.
So
that's why we're on this podcast today.
Kind of, yeah. And it started us off.
You were a joy to have on this podcast.
Thank you.
Great guest. Thank you so much for like spending your now many months with us. For the listeners at home, this has been recorded over 4 months, maybe?
Yeah. We've been recording since November.
There's been a lot of travel. There's been a lot of virtual ones. And thank you to listeners at home. We did a lot of virtual things this time around.
Yes.
We'd never done that before. We had some mic issues this season. We've had a lot of technical things that we've dealt with. So thank you for sticking with us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. It was a journey. It was a learning journey for all of us. We've been doing this for 5 months.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. So longest recording time for a season ever, Dilly.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Get rid of me.
We also had, a lot going. We had two live shows on the list. We had a whole sub genre going out of romanticism.
We were in photo sessions. We were in photo sessions.
Yeah, we had amazing photos. So we had an incredible 5 months. But
I don't want to say goodbye, but I think we have to.
I know. I feel like
we're at that point.
Like, should I say anything else? Julie, what can people see you in after Femme Dreamville?
Plug your pluggables.
Oh, I have a podcast. I have a podcast called Make Your Damn Bed.
Is that how you like started out?
Yeah, I say make your damn bed. You're supposed to listen right in the morning when you wake up. So that's how I want you to start every day. Is
make your damn bed.
It's a 10-minute shorty in the mornings for motivation so that you can help get out of bed so you can start making it.
Nice.
Yeah. Then you can find me at MYDB Podcast on Instagram, on TikTok. If you want to find my personals, don't.
We don't want that.
No, MYDB Podcast is where I like communicate with people. You can tell me you came from somewhere else. You don't have to say you came from my podcast.
Yeah,
you can say you came from this one.
Mm-hmm.
That would be awesome. But yeah, that's where you find me.
Cool.
Sweet.
It's a great podcast.
And
we love it.
For people in Chicago, are you doing any stand-up? Or,
here and there, but
When you can.
Yeah, because I have another show coming up, but it's small, and it's...
Gotcha. Well, keep an eye out for any Julie America, Make Your Damn Bed. Content. Jess, do you have any plugs to plug?
Some pluggable plugs? No, I don't. I don't really. This podcast exists. We work really hard on it. You should listen to it. You should buy merch. You should follow it. You should recommend it to friends, family, your mom. I've recommended it to a cool few coworkers who are chill, who I think listen.
Yeah.
Hi.
Your mom would love the podcast.
Yeah, my mom has listened a little bit, but not very much. My husband has shows in Chicago. You should check out Riff and Lost Realms if you want. And yeah. That's about it.
Great.
What about you?
I was going to say, ask me. Yeah. No, I don't have any.
I was about to say, why are you asking me when I know you don't have anything and you know I don't have anything?
This podcast. Because I wanted to be like nice. Like this show. My mom also listens to the show.
Yeah, sharing with a friend is so real. Like, that's how my podcast became anything. Every time you share, it doesn't feel like much as a listener. And if you've made it this far, you obviously care about the show. But, like, that ranking 5 stars and engaging with it in any which way by sharing it, even if that person doesn't listen, that adds to the algorithm. Yeah. It really does make a huge difference if you can't support financially but want to support local artists. I'm a big fan of doing those little... you know, those little like AI algorithm trends. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you support the film creating filth, then they'll support you back, baby.
Yeah, being
good. More content.
I guess I will say this. If you're in Chicago, visit Last Chapter Bookshop. Visit Women and Children First.
Yeah.
If you want to see shows, try looking at Otherworld Theater. They've all been fantastic to us. And we love them very much. If you're interested in any romanticy books, please go check out our romanticy episodes.
The founders are incredible people. They're from our Chicago based.
So wonderful.
All of them are, a lot of them are like self-made writers who have other lives too, and they're doing it for the love of it. Yeah. They're wonderful.
A dream to talk to.
Yes.
But that's it. That's our season 3. So thanks, Julie.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jessica. Thank you, Emily.
And thank you, everyone, for tuning in.
Yeah. And we'll be back, I don't know, soon. In a couple months. Yeah. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
All right.
Till then.
We're just two raccoons
talking about
the best trash in town.
Bye.
Thumbs Reading Filth is hosted, produced, and edited by Emily Berusian and Jessica Moll. Intro music by Tom Lehrer. Outro music by David Reddick. You can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Thumbs Reading Filth. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye.